Welcome to Taboo and Turn On. I'm your host, Natalie Bartanian, and this is a podcast where we have real talk about real things, where we shed light on taboo topics and explore what it truly means to live a turned on life. I'm so glad you've joined, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Music by bensound.com. I wanted to talk today about desire and consequently turn on, but mostly about wanting. In one of the previous episodes, I talked about how vulnerable it is not only to talk about taboo things, but to talk about turn on, to really expose ourselves around the things we want, the things that turn us on, the things we desire, the things we yearn for, the things we long for. And there was an excerpt in a book that I was reading recently, which I highly, highly recommend for anyone in a relationship, because it really talks about that dynamic, that sexual dynamic in a relationship. But even though it's a book about bringing the passion back, an intimacy in a relationship, it really is about how we relate and how we connect. So the book is called Passionate Marriage by David Schnark. And in it, it really talks about the ways in which we relate to our partners. And so in one of the chapters, when he's talking about sexual desire, he said something that really, really stuck out for me. And he was talking about wanting and the politics of desire in a way. So one of the things he said was, many adults adopt a strategy that every child knows, and that is not wanting to want. And not wanting to want is an attempt to protect against the pain of wanting, longing, caring, and depending, and then not getting. So he really talks about this place that we want something, but we make ourselves not want it. We don't want to want the things that we want, because what if we don't get it? And that not getting is such a painful place. And in that place, it's easier for us to reject the desire to, in certain cases with our partners, it's easier to fight with our partners than to want our partner. It's so twisted if you think about it, but it plays out so often that, again, this wanting, then it's actually a strength. It takes strength to want, because to want and then not be attached to the reaction of other people, to whether we're going to get the thing that we want, or even face rejection around it, really takes courage, really takes strength to maintain our sense of self and to be able to still validate ourselves and, in his words, soothe ourselves in that place. Really, really takes an amount of strength. And in my mind, it takes a lot of vulnerability to be able to share our desires with another person. Sometimes, though, it takes vulnerability to even share those desires with ourselves, because we don't even admit that we want something or admit that we desire something. How often have you thought of a dream or a fantasy, whether it is sexual or professional or just a passion type thing that you have? You won't even let yourself think about it. Won't even let yourself dream about it. It's too crazy. It's too much. What if I don't get it? What if it doesn't happen? And so we kill the desire before it even has a chance to be realized in the world. Again, this comes from that fear of losing, whether it's losing connection to somebody else, losing someone's affection or attention, fear of losing out on that dream, fear of losing yourself in that in that place, in that dream, in that desire. But it really has me thinking about this wanting. And what would it be like if we just let ourselves want and let ourselves desire and share from that place of, I get to want. Forget about having. Let's just start with wanting. Let's just start with desiring and allowing yourself to feel turned on by an idea, turned on by a thought, turned on by a dream, turned on by a person, turned on by a situation, turned on by an opportunity, and see what happens. So permission to want, permission to desire, permission to yearn for, permission to long, permission to be turned on. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Taboo and Turn On. I really hope it is inspiring, healing, enlightening, and permission giving for you and your turn on. A huge favor to ask if you could subscribe to iTunes for this podcast, leave a rating and a review. It would really, really help us hopefully make new and noteworthy. I'm a big dreamer, y'all. So if you could help with that would be so amazing. And as always, an invitation to support you. I'm offering donation-based coaching until the end of September 2017. So you can go to tabooandturnon.com. Right in the menu bar, there's an option for donation coaching, and I'll give you all the details. Would love to support you around your turn on and connecting with what really feels good for you in your life. Until next time.